great atmosphere around town as the standalone is back in town as well tomorrow. So big couple of days here at Scone, and we're lucky enough now to be joined by local trainer Rod Northam. Rod, morning to you. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Mate, saw you at the golf club there yesterday, and you were with a couple of your owners who have come here to watch one of their horses. Just tell us what transpired as you were on the course there yesterday morning.
Well, I had told them previously, but I just thought I'd do the scratching of the horse as we were playing golf just so they could hear it go through officially. That was sort of... it just sort of rubbed the soul into the wound a little bit as we were hitting off on the first.
Exciting time for a local trainer, Rod.
Home track. So, you know, it's always a good time for us. This is a sort of the 2 days that we sort of target our stable, and all the other Scone trainers target this day as well. So, and it's a really exciting day because the whole town, all your friends come to the races. Normally, if you go to the races, you know, like they watch on TV if, in the pub or from home, but you get all your friends together and have a good day out.
Rod, how much of an advantage, again, we talk about it in all sport, is having that home track? And what, when would, let's say, a city horse, when would that come to somewhere like Scone with its preparation for a day like today?
It sort of varies a little bit. Some guys will come the day before. Some will come in the morning of the race. It's probably getting a little bit easier to travel morning of the race now because Scone's become a lot closer to Sydney with the new roads. But, some people come the day before. Some come 2 days before. I normally like to arrive 2 days before if I'm going to come early.
Yeah.
Just to give the horse a bit of time to settle in. But I'd say a lot today will come on the day.
How was the Calcutta last night?
Yeah, it was pretty good. They had a pretty good crowd there and a good pool. So good vibe around the room. So, yeah, it was sort of was really good.
Did Marlo and Stanley host it last night?
Stanley was missing in action, but Marlo was there in fine form.
Why he was done up. He had all the gear on, Marlo.
Yeah, he had the phantom call.
He did stick out in the RSL in his gear. So he generally sticks out wherever he goes. So.
Just describe the get-up he had on last night.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think it was a white suit or something like that. I'm not sure.
I saw him get out of the car when he got here, when he arrived with DS.
And he looked good, didn't he?
Jeans and just a hoodie on. And that's what obviously we all wore to the cottage for dinner. And he goes, "Oh, I can't wear." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, this is just the travel attire. I've got to change into the number ones." And then he did. He was at a major event. It was black tie function for Marlo.
Stylish Queenslander, isn't it? Tell us, Rod, the significance of having the Saturday meeting back here, the standalone meeting back here, and what it's done for the town.
It's great for the town. The whole town was a bit disappointed last year, to tell the truth. But, it brings money into the town. It's when you've got a Friday and a Saturday, a lot of people will come and they'll stay the Friday night and then they'll stay on the Saturday night and mosey on back on the Sunday. And that's, whereas if it's just on a Friday, a lot of people just come up for the day and then head back. So it just makes a whole weekend of it. And, it just pumps that extra money into the town and all country towns. You don't need that bit of money.
Yeah, racing's improved all around the state and there's a lot of money involved now, and it's hard to sort of place your horses to try and get a win. And, you know, all the big trainers go to the country and target certain races. How confident are you about your runners today?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. They've all been sort of targeted towards these races. I think Boot Scooter in the first, we wanted to give her a nice... Put her in a 1,000-metre race first up because we knew it would be too short and that she wouldn't win. Mm. But we might have been lucky she missed the start because she flew home and wasn't beaten that far. And 1,300 second up home track should really suit her. So I'm quite keen that she'll run. She's probably the best of my chances today. And then we've got Spritzer Saritza in race three. She's probably looking for a mile. She loves Scone. All of her best races she runs on a home track. And drawn really well, so she'll run well. And then we've got Fans, who's sort of, it was a target for him to be first up in this race, a class 1 1100. The owner was quite keen for him to run here, so we've targeted towards this, no trial, nice and fit, should run well at sort of 50-1. And then the next race we've got Horizon, who is racing really well. He's found form his last two starts. He won two starts ago, and then last start he ran a really good second, was a little bit green, and he'll appreciate the 1100 as well. So they're good chances. And then we've snuck in with She Makes a Statement, who's won here last prep really impressively over 1200 on a heavy track, and won by 4 or 5. So she's not out of the, you know, she could produce a best form second up as well.
She's 40-1. Ooh. Mm. She Makes a Statement. $8 the place. That's in race 6 today. But overall, in the first, you say is your best chance today. That's Boot Scooter, $5.50 with Tab. On the second line of betting behind Cam Crockett's horse Indicative, which is $3.60. A Boot Scooter, though, so consistent without winning.
She's still a maiden. She's been a little bit unlucky in a few races last prep. She just sort of run around a little bit and still sort of learning how to race. But, I'm keen today. Hopefully might be the day.
How many horses you got in your stable, Rod?
I've always got 30 to 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sort of have had that number for years.
Yep.
It's just a really good number for me. It's all I can fit, really, and manage. If we had some more stables built here, which is hopefully going to happen, we could sort of, you know, build that up to 50, no problems.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, 30 is a nice manageable number for me at the moment with the boxes we've got. So
you've got two in the highway in the first tomorrow, and the Dramatist has been backed into favourite. This 4-year-old by Seamus Award, which was a nice winner last start at Tamworth.
Yeah, really nice horse. Yeah, really, really like the horse. He won against all odds at Tamworth, really. He was caught deep on a track that was a bit of a leader's bias and still won easy. And he's just a nice progressive horse. It just looks like a nice race for him. Mm. But the other horse in the race, Step Lee, who he's got similar sort of talent, but probably a little bit of an enigma. He misses the start, gets back, and he sort of likes to do his own thing. But when he's on, he's pretty good. So
sounds familiar, Loz.
I'm just thinking of how many. Like,
I wasn't thinking of a horse. Let me tell you,
a horse. All I'm thinking is a horse you backed, and you just give exactly that description. Yeah. How'd that horse go? Well, got back. You know, missed the start.
Yeah. I think he's got plenty of mates. He's got plenty of mates. That's for sure.
She's a big, busy weekend for you, mate. Then you're off to Tamworth on Monday.
Off to Tamworth on Monday. Yeah. So I don't know how that'll go, but at least we've got Sunday in between. I can get a sleep. it'll work out all right in the long run. It'll be all right.
Because they reckon, a couple of blokes yesterday were saying, like, hotel rooms, basically between, I don't know, here and Muscle Brook, you just got no chance.
You can't get in. No, you
12
can't
months in advance at least.
No. Well, I've only got 10 staying at my place.
So a few new friends?
family and friends, so... Yeah, floor space is all they're going to get.
Yeah. Well, Rod, great to see you. Always great to come to this track and carnival. And hope it's a successful couple of days for you.
Yeah. No, well, look, they're all going to be around the mark. I'm confident that hopefully we can jag one there somewhere.
Beautiful.
And we'll have a few beers later on. We're in the marquee later on, now, boys.
I think we might make it in there.
That much about
making
this
an appearance.
Marquee.
Make an appearance. Just sneak my way in, you know.
Yeah, it'll suit Clarky.
There's some sights in there at 8 o'clock tonight.
Where that band's up and going.
Oh, yeah.
I might be one of them.
Good on you, Rod. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Rod. All right, thanks, guys.